Hello and welcome to Achieving Your Optimal Health with Nat Nissen. So I just wanted to go over dieting again, because dieting is coming up a lot at the moment with the restrictions in place in most of the world. A lot of people are thinking that this is a great time to try new things, and often it is. But not in the form of restriction. Now, nutrition is medicine. Nutrition is, and food is also a way to experience society. It's cultural. It's enjoyable. We don't want to just have food as fuel, because it's so much more than that. It's incredibly enjoyable to enjoy a meal with friends, to laugh and to be around people and to eat and to share, to be part of a community. So it's much more than just food is medicine, although food is medicine. With dieting, it restricts us, it makes us smaller. And everything we want to do with optimal health is actually make us expand, for us to grow into ourselves, for us to expand into who we really are, for us to shine as brightly as we really want to, without all the limiting beliefs and the shoulds and the woulds and the coulds that we live with or that we used to live with. So it's really important that we stop looking at as dieting as a way to help ourselves. The only way to help ourselves is to understand what our body wants and needs and when. That's a skill to learn, of understanding what your body wants and needs, what is right for you. Now, just for the sake of argument's sake, if there was a diet that suited you, it wouldn't even suit you for a week, because our nutritional requirements change constantly. When you sleep less and have less quality sleep, your nutritional requirements change. You might have more functions to go to 1 week, and you want to be able to go and enjoy those functions without having to restrict yourself or leave early because, oh, they're going to give dessert soon, so I might leave. I don't think I can trust myself around that food, so I might not go at all. You might be traveling a lot more. You might be exercising more or less. You might have a virus this week or next week. You might have relationship issues, which creates stress. Issues at work, which creates stress. Which means the body needs different things. It needs more nutrition, more nourishment. You might be having a wonderful week with your relationships. And again, your body requires different nutrients and nourishments. You might have more aches and pains in your body. It might be different seasons. There is so much that goes towards what our body needs at any given time. The diets just simply are not, will not, and will never be the answer. The answer is inside of you, and understanding what your body needs and wants and when. And these are skills that we can learn. They're not skills that we're just taught automatically. And most people that I know that have either studied these skills and experienced these skills and helped other people to learn these skills, just like myself, have been through something in their life that they've been driven towards searching for this. A lot of people will say to me, well, it's easy for you because you've always been healthy. No. The reason I know so much about this, the reason I believe so much about this and in this, is because I was once so unhealthy, so chronically unwell, that I had every symptom you could think of. And that is certainly no way to live. Not at any stage of our life could that be called a quality of life. That could be called existing. And what are we not here for if we're here to have a quality of life? So can I encourage anyone who's thinking at the moment, oh, I might try that diet while I'm on lockdown, or we've got restrictions on and I'll try and go on a fast or a, you know, whatever it may be. Please seek the help of a professional practitioner that can teach you about your body and what it needs and wants. Because as I said, it changes constantly. And the point of this is for us to expand, for us to grow. Diets make us smaller. They restrict us in every way. And if we're to have the four pillars, which are absolutely crucial to optimal health and peak performance, the physical, mental, emotional, and soulful pillars, working in flow and harmony with each other, we must allow ourselves to experience things, to try things, to action things, to get help with things, to get coached on things, educated, supported, and guided of elements that will help us to grow, expand, shine, get rid of parts of us that are holding us back. And all that a diet is going to do, without understanding why you may be on a therapeutic eating plan, which is not a diet, without understanding why you're doing what you're doing for your body, without understanding and having the skills of what does my body need and want? When does it want it? How do I talk to my body? Without knowing those skills, reaching out for diets and something outside of yourself will only ever make you smaller. And what we want to do with optimal health, with nutrition, with anything, is to make ourselves expand, to get rid of the excess weight, physically, mentally, emotionally, and soulfully, that we're carrying, to get rid of the limiting beliefs, to allow ourselves us to be our best self, to allow ourselves to feel great most of the time. So I encourage you to let go of any dieting that you're doing and look forward to learning the skills of understanding what your body needs and wants and when. Thanks for listening. I look forward to speaking with you soon. Bye for now.